Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to go through our Supercoach review from the weekend. As you guys know, it was our anniversary over the weekend, so we didn't actually watch as much footy as what we usually do, sort of just took a bit of a personal weekend. We're obviously out at the Parramatta game on Saturday night, which was good fun, so we still saw a fair whack of footy, watched quite a bit of it yesterday. Obviously, we got the big unit scooper on about even, 44-1 via Neds, so that was absolutely delicious. So we did watch a little bit over the weekend, but not as much as we usually would. So let's go through and have a look at the scores from the weekend. As I said, guys, some of those guys I didn't watch, so I'll just be talking about raw scores and sort of looking into the future. But we had the Sydney Roosters who knocked over the Newcastle Knights early in the week. Top scorer that week in this game, Daniel Tupou. Joey Manu playing fullback went absolutely nuclear. 117, very impressive. Victor Radley, 103, good knock. Our boy May, 86 Supercoach points, great bounce back. If you got Brandon Smith, 84, good knock. The one we're going to talk about, though, is Angus Crichton, 79 Supercoach points. Looking like an absolute gun in the 2RF and a guy that we have to seriously, seriously consider. My big worry with Angus Crichton, though, is just his job security. I know he's killing it. I get that. But, mate, Trent Robinson has just showed us over the last few years that as soon as they lose one or two games, which the Roosters quite possibly could, they're not going great, he could change his 2RFs immediately. So I love Angus Crichton as a buy. I think he's a very good option, but it does come with a lot of risk. In saying that, I think there is every chance that in a month's time, if you didn't get on Angus Crichton, it could turn out to be one of the real dividing factors between who's going well and who isn't, because he's on an absolute tear at the moment. I just don't trust Coach Trent Robinson. That's my big, big worry there. Sicily Tupanua with a 3, a real kick in the dick for you owners out there. Time to make a move on him. For the Newcastle Knights, Adam Elliott with 100. Kalen Ponga, as my alarm goes off. Kalen Ponga with 91. Very, very impressive considering he spent half that game essentially on one leg. He is an absolute freak, KP. I cannot believe how he came back in the second half. We've been waiting for the high-ceiling game from Kai Pierce-Paul, and did we get it? I personally don't think we did. I think the guy's got tries in him over the next few weeks. 82 Supercoach points with one line break. He's starting to really get into his attacking stats. You love to see it. Bradman Best, 78. Dylan Lucas, 55. Brayley, 42, an interesting one to consider. I don't want to really spend any more trades at hooker, but I get it. The big news out of this one was Greg Marshu scored 40, but actually played on the right edge. So not ideal there for Greg Marshu, especially if he's someone that looks to bring him in. I do question if maybe because it is his right hand, if maybe it was just easier to put him on that side than the left. I'm not sure this will be a long-term thing, but we will see. But Greg Marshu, 40 without a try. I mean, sure, he's going to be a little bit cheaper over the next few weeks, and then we can seriously have a look at him, and hopefully he moves back to the left edge just as he starts to bottom out. We then had the Melbourne Storm, 16 over the Bulldogs, 14. The Melbourne Storm getting home in the last few minutes of that game. Unbelievable. The Mad Dog, Money Munster, 92. Sean Bloor, a big talking point as well with Angus Crichton, 87. Obviously, he's got a try, but he's got attacking upside. Pappy, 75. Outside of that, Harry Grant, 48, pretty disappointing for owners. Same as Jerome Hughes, 47. This is the risk you take with Hughesy, though. Eli Katoa, back to earth with a 42. Outside of that, not really a stack to talk about there. Really disappointing for Harry Grant owners. I thought this would be the game that you'd all get rewarded. I still think there's a big chance he goes big over the next few weeks, though. Josh Adokar, top scored here, 162. Bronson Zerik, 87. Looks like he's got that spot locked down in that team. Very, very interesting. One you could consider. Viliami Kikau, 81. Matty Burton, 79. Kiraz, 73. Just doing the damn thing, Kiraz. Tough as nails. Our boy Josh Curran delivers again, 64. If you've still got him, he's a great little guy to have on your side. I wouldn't be going out and buying him. But if you've already got him, I'd be really, really stoked with Josh Curran, and I am stoked with him. I'm going to be moving forward for him for quite some time, I think. Sam Hughes, a disappointing 33 with a sin bin there, I believe, that would have hurt you guys. Outside of that, not much to touch on with the Canterbury Bulldogs side. Reid Marnie with a 40. I don't think many of you own him. Jamin Salmon, if you're still a Salmon owner, he pumped out a 50 for you, so you will take that every day of the week, but I doubt you played him anyway. Let's move to the Brisbane Broncos. 28 points to 14 over the Finn. The big news out of this one, Hamiso injured, got a 4 in Supercoach. Real kick in the dick stuff there. But I'll tell you what, if you are a Hamiso owner, it sucks. You probably would have lost some points this week and whatnot. I get that, but my God, it frees up a little bit of cash to make some big moves this week. You got guys like Manu, Lomax. Honestly, it could pay dividends for those that actually don't have Hamiso, because I'm not sure how many people are going to be out there going to be able to afford to make a trade like that and bring in potentially a genuine gun. So there is a silver lining there, no doubt about it. Let's have a look at the Broncos, though. My boy Xavier Willison coming off the bench for me. -3 break even, 80 Supercoach points. Thanks for coming. Going to make a ton of cash over the next few weeks. Paddy Carrigan with a 73. Corey Oates with potentially the worst 69 I've ever seen. Drop balls all over the place, poor old Corey Oates. Outside of that, Ezra Mann, 45, Stags, 43. Reece Walsh only scored a 38 with a try, and this is what I talk about with Reece Walsh. I sit here and I listen to the spine. Timmy Williams getting hot and heavy for this guy. They scored 28 points. He scored a try. He had 38 points. This is sort of what Reece Walsh is capable of doing, and this is why I'm always very, very hesitant with Reece Walsh. I struggle to trust him because he has got these low scores in him, and if he doesn't score a try in that game, you're looking at a very, very grim performance there. So that's just always my thoughts on him, but he can go big. We all know that. Fletcher Baker, 37. Jesse Arthurs, 26. Probably time to make a move on Jesse Arthurs if you haven't already. For the Finns, Cody Nikorima, 68 Supercoach points. Kenny Bromwich, 62. Ewan Aiken, 58. Jack Bostock, 53. Keeps doing the damn thing. He'll tick over 500K this week, so I'll be looking to make a move on him to hopefully a gun. Outside of that, Jermaine Asako scored a try late to get 43 Supercoach points. JMK, 42. Outside of that, not a stack to talk about there other than Hamiso getting injured. Josh Kerr with a 19 as well. Not ideal for owners there. But yeah, Hamiso, the big news out of that one. Okay, we had the draw between the Waz and the Seagulls. For the Warriors, Chanzuga Clockstar, 96 Supercoach points. Little pod play. SJ, 95. Dallin scored a double for 91. Tohu Harris, 84. Barnett, 80. Egan, 78. Adam Fanua-Blake, 76. Tomato Martin, potentially a little cash cow play, 72. RTS with a 50. Jackson Ford, 45. Outside of that, not much to touch on, but geez, they get some consistently high scores, the Waz. For the Seagulls, DCE's incredible form continues, 103. Tommy Turbo, 82. You'll take it. Tommy Talau, 77. Jake Trbojevic, 73. For someone that had Tommy Talau, that's a little win for you. Olakuatu, 66. Paseka, 63. Burbo, 57. Had a break even of 12. He's going to make a bit of money for us. Is injured now, though. The beauty of Burbo is, though, that he's going to be at a decent price now. You're probably looking at, you know, that 350K, maybe a little bit more sort of range. And you can move him into your 2RF. So maybe you can move a second row forward down to your CTWs and move him up there and then spend that money eventually when you find the right guy. Brooksy with a 49. Outside of that, no one else to really touch on there from that game. All right, let's move to the game that I was at, the Eels and the North Queensland Cowboys. For Parramatta, Dill Brown bounces back finally. 86 Supercoach points. You love to see it. I don't mind him playing up there in Darwin next week. One to keep an eye on. Gutho, 84. Hopgood, 76. Joey Lussick. Jesus Christ, he had a good game. 72 Supercoach points. Assey came in for a nice 70. Morgan Harper, 52. Sean Lane, 50. We'll take that from Sean Lane, seeing how the rest of the season's gone. Bryce Cartwright, 26. If he got zapped into that trap, I feel for for you. And Ryan Madison, a pretty disappointing 17 in that game. For the North Queensland Cowboys, Val Holmes, top scorer here, 73, scored a try. But he just gets through so much base, Val. Murray Taulagi had a hand in a few tries, unlucky not to score himself, 69. Tommy Dearden, 63. Tommy Chester, 62. Unfortunately, only fullback Tommy Chester. Really like him as a player, but he'll get CTW eventually, but you can't waste a fullback spot on Chester. Drinkwater, a pretty disappointing 61. He had a try assist to Kyle Feld early in the game that was taken off him. I think if they would have got that one, the Cows, this game could have gone very, very differently. Reece Robson, 54. Ruben Cotter, 54. Finney Fuiaki, 47. We'll take 50-odd from him. That'll get him to just about his break-even. Might be time to move off him if you've got him like I do. Tamalolo, 36. Outside of that, not much to touch on. Griffin Neame, pretty lowly owned, 24. Disappointing there. Sammy McIntyre, 33. Sort of more of the same. Same from those boys. Let's move to the Sharkies game. 34 points to 22 over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Mulitalo, top scorer here, 110. If you bought him a couple of weeks ago, nice little reward there. Teague Wilton with a solid 88. Nico Hines, I brought him in this week. I thought he'd go 100+. Only got the 82. It is pretty evident, though, that Trindle is really hurting his game. Blake Brayley with an impressive 81. I would just say on Blake Brayley, just be careful chasing last week's points. People will get very excited about him because the other hooker options are shit. Just look at the consistency of Blake Brayley. He is very consistent, but it's not consistently 80-plus scores. That would be my advice to you guys. Cam McInnes, 75. Sione Katoa, 69. Britton Nikita, 60 on return. Tommy Hazelden, 54. Not bad if you got him. Outside of that, Itto, 46. Love that. He's going to make good money this week. I will be buying him. And Sifatalakai, disappointing 23. We're not quite sure if Itto has actually got that center spot locked down. Obviously, they're missing a couple of middles and whatnot now, so it'll be interesting when they're all fit and available if Talakai does go back to left center. If he does, my God, he's going to be a little bit cheaper because of the last few games, and he could be a nice little buy there. Itto does come with risk. But at the moment, I'm sort of thinking I will grab him, but I'm keen to hear what the great T-Rex thinks of that. Dean Hawkins, 87. Mamazella, 73. Tommy Burgess, a try for 71. Havili, try assist for 65. Tane Milne, 54. Who else is relevant in this game? David Mwale, 56. Jai Gray on debut, 45. Love to see it. Cody Walker, 38. Cam Murray, 35, went off for the HIA. Jack Whiten, 34. And Ty Munro, Ty, going to be out for a couple of weeks as well, an 8, and Totola, a 7. So bad to worse sort of stuff for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, unfortunately. And these are the sort of games that Jack Whiten can produce as well. It just I don't know how any of you can spend as much money as you're going to have to pay for Whiten to get him there. It's just never appealed to me, and I'll never really understand it. Let's move to the Sunday afternoon games. The Dragons winning this one by 12. Thank God. Jaden Sewer scored a cracking individual try to score 94 Supercoach points. Lomax, 93. Just keeps doing the damn thing. I'll be having a very, very big look at him this week. Sully, 61. Tommy Eisenhuth. Fuck. Tell you what, he's been a savior in my draft side. 56. Jack DeVellin, 53. Jacob Little, 50. Had a really good game. Flano, 46. What else have we got? Anyone else that's relevant there? Jack Bird, 34. Obviously went off of the HIA, wasn't able to return. For the West Tigers, top scorer, Asu Kapoa, 81. He can play, man. Stefano scored a big try for a 73. Appy, 63. Love to see it. Isaiah Papali'i, 60. 12, 55. Getting good minutes at the moment. Buller, 53. Looked electric, though. Junior Tupu, fuck, he's going to be a very, very good signing for the Dolphins. 51 there. Bud Sullivan, 49. Seafar, 38. Anyone else that's relevant? Justin Olam, 38 as well there. Yeah, you're probably not going to make a stack more money out of Juzzy Olam. Never really liked the trade. And Fate Arpe, 25 as well. Let's move to the last game of the week. The Canberra Raiders getting it done in Golden Point over the Gold Coast Titans. For the Durs, Hudson Young, top scored 101. Jamal Fogarty, 96. Ethan Strange, what a game. Rumours circulating that he wasn't going to feature in this one. Obviously ran out and killed it. 83 Supercoach points there. Joe Tarpane, 81. Ata Mariota, 70. Love that. I think that got the great Matty the Waterboy the win over Timmy Williams this week. How good's that? James Schiller, our saviour. 69 Supercoach points, 2 tries. He is going to make an absolute stack of cash. And if you didn't buy him last week, my God, that one's going to hurt you. Could lose your spot at any given moment, but I think he will come in during the season. Defensively, he is still just so average that I think he has to go out of the side, but he's going to make us very, very good bicky, and he'll get games down the track and make a heap of cash as we go. Morgan Smithy, 68, playing the full 80 minutes once again. Whether that was because Zach Hosking was out or whatever, I'm not too sure, but I'll tell you what, they haven't lost a game since he went back to playing 80 minutes and that link man role. Very, very happy I stayed patient on Morgan Smithies. Timoko, 55. Who else is relevant here? Savage, 34. Chevy Stewart on debut for 29. Zach Hosking injured out for the foreseeable future. 28 Supercoach points. That hurts. And Danny Levi. It finally happened. Motherfucking didn't score a try. 18 Supercoach points in 60 minutes. Maybe the ride is over, and I think this was the matchup that pointed to Danny Levi doing the best out of all of his games. So he's consistent. You got to give him that. Fuck, he's consistent. But yeah, might be time to move off him. Who to? I have no idea. Our boy top scored for the Gold Coast Titans, Jermaine Jolo. I've been a big fan of him for quite some time. Really, really excited about him getting an opportunity with Tino out. So yeah, unreal for Jermaine Jolo if you love to see it. Randall, 82. Brian Kelly, 81. Had some really nice touches. Man, Fifita looked busted. Fifita looked exhausted. He scored 71 Supercoach points. I assume he's going to lose a little bit of cash this week, and I am seriously going to be considering David Fifita. Bo Fermor, 71. I mean, like, I know a lot of guys will go for the cheaper options than the 2RF. Man, getting Fifita is appealing. Campiera, 61. Did Campiera score a 61 with 3 tries? Holy, that is incredible. If so, I can't remember if he scored 2 or 3. Just let me double check that. Sorry, legends, whilst we're holding up. Because if Campiera scored 60 with 3 tries, that might be one of the most impressive feats I have ever fucking seen. No, just 2 tries. Okay, thank God. That would have been hilarious. Kieran Foran, 60. Harley Smith, Shield, 60. Cleese Haas, 56. AJ Brimson, 56. Good to see him get some pill in his hands and the Titans do well. Shock me. Jaden Campbell, 31 with an injury. Outside of that, not really a heap to touch on. Pahulu comes off the bench, 19. I was hoping he might see a few more minutes in his opening few weeks, but looks like he probably won't make that much cash in the end. But yeah, good win by the Canberra Raiders there. And Ethan Strange, probably the star of the show with 83 Supercoach points, along with James Schiller, who's going to make an absolute stack of cash for us this week. Guys, that's our review of Supercoach from round 6. As I said, didn't get to watch all those games, so if I missed any context, apologies to you guys, but we have got some huge decisions to make in Supercoach this week. I'll be going through your questions a little bit later today. The video of that will be in the Roo Crew. The audio will be here on the podcast probably on Tuesday. A heap to go through, and I'll tell you what, Beers and Break Evens is going to be an absolute mammoth this week. Going through all the options, so much shit to go through and have a look around and see what's available, see what moves we can make, which 2RF is the right one to go with. Are we buying Itero? What are we doing with Danny Levi? Honestly, there is so much to talk about this week. It's going to be insane. I cannot wait to rip in with the great Timmy Williams on Wednesday morning on Beers and Breakevens.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.